I think it's insane for you to expect that you have a phone conversation with somebody that you've never met, that you've never done a buyer consultation for, that you've never presented in front of, that you've never interviewed for the position of. This is Byron Lazine and Nicole White, and you are tuned into episode 317 of The Real Word.
Word is up.
Appreciate you guys tuning into this pod each and every single week. If you're watching on the BAM YouTube channel, hit the subscribe, hit the thumbs up down below. And certainly if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, I'd love to get a review from you. All right, Nicole, let's jump into it. Lots going on in the past week. We've got this Zillow touring agreement. We want to go through this. You and I, our team in Connecticut, is roughly one out of five deals coming through our Zillow partnership. So full disclosure, we're Zillow partners. This touring agreement is not in effect in Connecticut. They're testing it out in certain markets. But we're going to give you our commentary on that. We never hold back whether we like something or don't like something. All of our partners, we're also partnered with Realtor.com. I didn't hold back when I said I didn't like the Wall Street Journal article. We have Damian Eales coming over on the Knowledge Brokers podcast, the CEO of Realtor.com, to respond. That'll be this Friday. So not going to hold back here, Nicole. If you don't like something, love something, you know, everything's on the table, of course, as always with BAM, regardless of any partnerships that we have. So we're gonna look at the touring agreement. Also, that's happened since our last pod. NAR moved the date back. Obviously, an agreement on the settlement terms of all these changes taking place from mid July, end of July, to now August 17th.
Do we think it's gonna be moved again, or we feel good about that date?
I could see an extension.
Yeah. Okay.
I could see an extension because you got roughly 100 days now, but all these forms, all the MLS fields, like the software and everything.
Right.
So, yeah, I could see another, you know, extension being asked for. Will it be granted? Right. How that will shake out remains to be seen. But right now we have a date, which is August 17th. Obviously, I encourage everybody, like what we're doing, go ahead and make those changes that you know aren't going away now.
Right.
Put them into practice. Get that data back. See what you can, tweak and make better for consumers. Of course, you want to be doing that now, not waiting till August 17th. All right. So August 17th, they've updated their FAQs. So I'm going to get into what type of forms NAR says must be signed before touring homes. Zillow comes out with this touring agreement. The agreement, which we'll put up on the screen. We also have it linked up in a Now BAM article, which it introduces the form and really what Zillow did last week. The purpose of the agreement is for the broker to consult with buyer regarding specific properties, assist buyer in locating and touring properties. These activities collectively constitute the touring services. A little weird there because the word consult is that, let's just stop right there. Consulting or consult with buyer regarding properties.
You have no fiduciary responsibility to them at this point. So are you consulting, and are you consulting on their best behalf? Because you don't have to.
It says consult with buyer regarding specific properties. So does that mean material issues with the property? Does that mean, is this property a good value? Does that mean I'm opening the door? You know, a little bit of a gray area there. In connection with providing touring services, buyers shall adhere to any and all non-waivable duties required under applicable state law for real estate brokers working with a consumer in a non-agency capacity. So boom, there's the out. Got to comply with state law. That's how I should understand that, right? We are not attorneys, by the way. This is not legal advice, by the way.
Never.
Buyer and broker agree that they are not entering into an agency relationship and that the buyer is not a client. Okay, so the buyer acknowledges they have not signed into any type of brokerage exclusive relationship. It's not to be enforced by the broker due to this form. The duration is going to be a 7-day deal, according to Zillow. There's no fee for this service, for the touring service. And they have an equal opportunity disclaimer, and it's one page. Okay, here's what I like about the form. I'll give you what I don't like about the form.
Okay.
What I like about the form, it's one page. It's one page. If I'm a buyer, Nicole, you ask me to sign something before touring a home, one, my initial reaction is screw off. Initial reaction.
Right.
Doesn't mean I can't be convinced to sign the form. Okay, initial reaction is, yeah, I don't want to do it. What is a more likelihood that I'm going to sign something before touring? I like simple. I like easy. One page better than three pages. One page is better than two pages. You know, you get into 2, 3, 4 pages on the buyer agreement. This isn't a buyer agreement. This is a touring agreement.
Right.
But for my ability to see a home, you get past one page, you're gonna get more pushback, more objections. Make it simple. Make it easy. I'm trying to see a home, dude. I'm not trying to get married. I'm not trying to get divorced. I'm not trying to sue anybody. I'm not trying to get sued.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to see a home. So I like that one page. Very clear what is, except for that consulting word, but pretty right. clear that, okay, there's nothing due here. I'm going to get to tour the home, the timeline. I've got the 5 bullet points. I like that they use bold. Some of these forms that the local board, they don't bold anything. I like bolding words because now I can read it like an article. I can go and headline read if that's the type of person that I am.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like?
I mean, I guess you mentioned one page. I guess it makes it very easy, and it makes it, your talking points on here are very easy, but that's also kind of what I hate about it. We always talk about like showing our value, and this form is like sort of solidifying the fact that we're just a door opener. Right. Well,
hold on. I got to push back on that. Here's the deal. When you're getting a buyer from Zillow,
yeah,
or realtor.com, which is between the two of them, where the majority of the buyers are looking at homes, they're not Correct. Looking at your website. Okay.
Right.
So if the majority of buyers are looking at homes on these sites, you get a lead from them, you get an opportunity to create long-term lifetime value
yeah.
with that client. Okay. Right. So cool. Never met this person. That's the key. I've never met this person.
Right.
How are you going to articulate your value on a phone call? You're just not going to do it.
Well, right. But I mean, again, but prior to this, you should be signing, again, at least in the state, a buyer broker before taking anybody in there anyway. So people must
There's 19 states. So that's not for every state, but yes.
No, right. So, I mean, there must have been some sort of conversation to get people to sign those too. No, I don't know. I'm just saying.
A lot of people just weren't having them signed. So I get what you're saying. And those now are going to be commonly signed for one or two properties. This is a touring agreement for one or two properties,
right.
But it doesn't protect you if they were to go ahead and buy the property.
This no, not at all, because it expires in 7 days. And again, obviously on here, it's saying that they're not currently in an exclusive buyer agreement, but it doesn't mean that they can't after that 7 days is up.
So okay,
it's like,
so I
could
love,
you imagine if your agent is like, well, I guess you, if you're agreeing that you didn't sign a buyer broker, you don't
but
have
But I love the fact that they're signing, they're not in an exclusive relationship. Now I know I've got the ability to win the business.
Yeah.
I can go in there. And to your point, if I'm good at articulating what I can do in an exclusive relationship, or a more secure relationship for the two parties, I can go win that business because that buyer's a free agent. I'm a free agent to them. If we like each other, they like my value prop, I can go win the business and represent them and help them get the home.
Right.
So I like that they're signing off on that.
I guess where I get a little worried too is I guess I would love a little bit. Again, I mean, obviously the agent really needs to have conversations here, but I don't know that everyone knows that, like, okay, the relationship and the buyer is not a client. Like, I don't know that they understand what that verbiage means in the terms of, like, anything they say is not confidential at that point. So I do think there should be a little bit more verbiage, at least for the bot to rep, like, to, you know, just cover the buyer side, where, because what if I sign this with one, I know that this buyer wants to make an offer at a number, and that, you know, like, it just... I don't know. I don't feel like there's a lot of representation here for clarity for a buyer that's never been in this situation before.
the thing here is we're going to run into whether this form complies with state and local boards. On April the 1st, for example, Connecticut came out with a mandatory disclosure form. It explains the relationship between agents and consumers. Okay. It puts a block for fair. It's a one-page form. I love it. It's a read-only form for the client. The agent fills it out, sends it off. It has to be presented to a client before touring homes or before, you know, getting into a listing agreement on either side. So to your point, explaining, okay, what's confidential, what not, it goes through that best it can in that one page. I actually do like that form. Virginia just came out. This is according to Housing Wire. They came out almost immediately after Zillow launched the touring agreement in the state of Virginia. It's a non-exclusive contract, obviously, as we just went through for these touring services. And Virginia Realtors is taking a tougher stand. And the notice published on Friday, so just the end of last week,
yeah.
Virginia Realtors wrote that upon analysis of this touring agreement form, Virginia Realtors does not believe it is in compliance with the requirements of Virginia law. A trade organization that advised members to discuss business practices and any agreements and forms they are going to use with their broker to ensure that they are in compliance with the state law. So according to the general counsel at Virginia Realtors, Zillow's touring agreement does not contain all the provisions that are required by Virginia state law in buyer representation agreements. Okay. So what they're saying is E&O is not going to cover something that happens here if you get this thing signed.
Right.
The agreement must specifically state that the real estate licensee is acting as an independent contractor and not as an agent. This doesn't state that. And that all agreements between consumers and brokers must contain the name and contact information of the supervising broker. That's a big thing in a lot of states.
Right.
California certainly has. I know Connecticut has that. Person who has legal obligation to ensure compliance with the law, while non-agency, non-exclusive agreement is not a problem legally in Virginia. So they don't have a problem with non-exclusive there. Such an agreement must contain these specific information, which Virginia, I mean, or which Zillow is not going to be able to do for each state. You know, this is kind of a blanket form, a vanilla form. Okay, so now we're getting into what we don't like about the form. The form isn't going to be compliant in some areas.
But in you saying all of that, I guess what I do love is that, like, because they've done this, now, like, there's some states that are having conversations about maybe their own touring agreements or maybe some new forms that can be added to people's forms that could be part of sort of their toolkit of getting a buyer, a potential buyer in for a short period of time, where I don't know that these conversations were ever being had before.
Yeah,
so if anything, this is sparking conversation in that regard.
I think by Zillow doing this, they poked the industry, to your
for
point,
sure,
to make a move.
Yeah.
Okay. Here, we're going to put this out here because here's Zillow's position. We believe this touring agreement helps consumers get in. What's their number one goal when they call on a property? To tour
see
the
house.
Property.
Right.
With a frictionless experience. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get an Uber ride, you're not obligated to get all your Uber rides from that driver. Certainly you like that experience with the driver. You can create a longer term relationship. I know that doesn't really happen. You're just hitting the app. But my point is, when people want to go tour that first home, they want a frictionless experience. Not every buyer is going to want a 1 hour education on what your state, has come up with for realtor rules.
Right.
A lot of buyers don't care. They care about seeing the house. Okay. So What does NAR say? This is number 53 in the updated NAR settlement FAQs. Okay. Does the requirement for a written agreement with buyers mean that MLS participants and buyers must enter into a written agency agreement? Everything in this NAR FAQ, by the way, is MLS participants. This shows you how much of a freaking grip NAR has on MLS. If they didn't have this grip, would they be able to dictate this many terms? You know, that remains to be seen. But boy, what a grip NAR has on the MLSs. So does a requirement for a written agreement with buyers mean MLS participants and buyers must enter into written agency agreement? Answer. No. MLS participants and buyers will still be able to enter into any type of professional relationship permitted by state law. Every state's got 100 days here to freaking come up with, am I going to make a change to a state law? Am I going to go forward with a state law? Am I going to stand firm on my state law? Am I going to get that integrated into the MLS? 100 days here to figure this stuff out.
Is it going to be effective? Is it going to work? Is it, yeah.
So, and then the state law has got to comply with this overall umbrella of proposed settlement, which we'll hear finality to it in November. So we're going to go ahead and move forward, make changes August 17th. Doesn't get approved till November. Indications, Kevin Sears told me this face-to-face, they got no reason to believe that it's not going to get approved November. The plaintiffs want it. The plaintiffs' attorneys want it. They want to get paid. That starts the clock of putting money in their pocket.
Right.
No MLS participants and buyers will still be able to enter any type of relationship. Okay. NAR policy does not dictate the following. So the NAR policy will not dictate the following below. What type of relationship the professional has with the potential buyer. So agency, non-agency, sub-agency, transactional, customer. The Zillow touring agreement is a customer agreement. Okay. So unless state, i.e. Virginia, says no, this form. Now, Virginia is not actually saying that you can't do a customer form. They're saying you're missing language in here to make this
compliant.
Compliant, especially when it comes to E&O.
Right.
So for the way I read it from Virginia Legal is you could have that Zillow form with some added language and go ahead and move forward with a customer form. Okay. NAR got no problem if you're doing NAR customer form for, you know, not being paid, 7-day relationship, not being paid, getting paid, flat fee, fixed fee, whatever fee. The term of the agreement could be 1 day, 1 month, 1 house, 1 zip code, 1 minute, 1 second, 1 year, 1 decade, 1 century, 1 lifetime, 1 county.
I think
county.
We get it. Yeah.
You got that one?
I think we're there. Yeah. I'm glad you're cracking yourself up.
One condo. Okay. Okay. Time of the agreement, term of the agreement, no restrictions there. I don't know of any states that would have a restriction to term. So I think term is up to you and the consumer.
Right. Well, right? And let's be honest. I don't know of any contracts that we sign currently that do have any restriction to term. I feel like none. It's always broker, sort of broker encouraged.
Have you ever heard, oh, you can't go past 1 year? But I've never actually heard that, seen that legally. I've signed listing agreements past a year.
Why can't you go past a year?
I've just heard people say, oh, you're not supposed to. Like this, you're not supposed to.
Like you don't want to?
Like you shouldn't. Like it's bad business practice.
I feel like back in like 2012, 13, I mean, you looked at your days on market and you were like, oh, that's 3 years. So let's try to get like...
I was doing long-term contracts.
18 months or, yeah, for sure.
I was getting a down payment on my services.
Wow.
I was getting marketing, you know, reimbursed at closing, but I was getting marketing dollars up front.
Well, was that in exchange for like a reduction, like for a more happy commission? No.
I was going...
Did they get that reimbursed?
My average commission then was higher than it is today.
Right.
Because we were sitting on listings longer and I was getting money up front.
Yeah. And it was non-rich. Like, did you give the money back if it closed?
It was reimbursable at closing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, all right. So no, they don't dictate term length. They length or area. Okay. The services to be provided, they don't dictate those. So you meaning number of showings, whether you present offers, don't, whether you do negotiations, don't, whether you're just opening doors or what, all these things. So the services, NAR said, do whatever the services you want.
Right.
Compensation charge, $0 is an example that NAR gives. Flat fee, percent, hourly rate, NAR doesn't dictate to that. Okay. So that's up to you and the client. Now you've got to decide, okay, what do I like, dislike about this Zillow touring agreement? Does the touring agreement help me interview for more jobs working with buyers, or a form of that? Or can my state and local come up with something like that so that I can get that first meeting out of the way? You know, for some, here's what I think is insane. I think it's insane for you to expect that you have a phone conversation with somebody that you've never met, that you've never done a buyer consultation for, that you've never presented in front of, that you've never interviewed for the position of, and that you're going to get them to sign for 2.5% or 3% of a total purchase price of their biggest financial investment because you took a phone call. That is insane. So what increases your opportunities to get what you're ultimately due for doing the work of being their buyer representative? It's the ability to interview for the position. How do I get more interviews? I get more face-to-face meetings. How do I get more face-to-face meetings? I certainly go on more tours with buyers who are interested in hiring buyer agents into buyer agreements in the future for their journey. Okay, that's how the game works. Okay, so how do you get yourself in position to go on more tours with interested buyers in your community? The Zillow option is an option. Okay. If you're sending over, you know, right now, Connecticut's headline form says exclusive. And then you got to read the thing to be like, okay, it's only exclusive for this one property if they filled it out that way.
Right.
Why not have a non-exclusive titled relationship? Because that's ultimately when you fill out one property, that form is now a non-exclusive relationship. You've got, hey, if I sell you this one property, I get paid for it. Okay. Do you have a non-exclusive? Let us know in the comments. Do you like the touring thing where it's like, I've got an open window to get to know you, articulate my ability to win business? Do you like that? Do you hate it? Who should like it, Nicole? Who should like the ability to meet more consumers? And what agents just say, nah, I'm cool. I'm not gonna go ahead and do any of that. Which agents should be on each side of that thing?
Repeat the question.
Like, which agents should say, I want to meet more, you know, people on home tours, and
all of them.
Okay. Wow. So Nicole's in the all of them.
Unless you're, you know, you have enough referral business that you're not obviously, you know, your business is not generated by Zillow, but I do still think that even if someone refers, if someone refers you, you're probably a little bit more apt to get, but I don't know that there's necessarily an agent that would say no to more business unless they just had so much already. You know,
that's the point. If you have so much business, you're turning it down, referring it out. Well, why would you do a 7-day non-paid touring agreement? If you have so much business coming into you because of your client book, because of your brand, your inbound lead brand, because of your relationships in the community where you get auto referrals every single month. Okay. Because of those things, you have so much business that you're good. You don't want any more. You're actually sending business out the door for others to serve, either within your team or within your office, or referrals into the co-brokers, whatever the case may be. That agent shouldn't do a 7-day touring agreement. They probably wouldn't do that.
No.
You're building a business. You're prospecting for business. You're looking for opportunities to interview. You should consider something like, or exactly as written, if it complies with your state, like the touring agreement. So that you have an ability to pitch your business. Okay, it's where are you at in your business?
Right.
And to your point, Nicole, most agents, even if they're very successful, making lots of money, which the average agent doesn't make lots of money. But if you're one of those agents making lots of money and you're prospecting, you're always looking for new opportunities. growth, if you're a growth mind, building database, this is going to make sense even for a lot of those.
Right. Absolutely. I agree. Well, or if you have like a showing agent or an agent that is like, again, I guess if you're an independent agent, you don't necessarily have a team, but like maybe this is your opportunity to start building that team, have that person go out, you know, if you trust them enough to sort of go out on that first date, you know, and then now they've generated some additional business for you. Maybe that showing agent could even be like salaried or per hour where they're going on
There's a bunch of people testing that right now.
I'm sure. So now they're going on those and then bringing in the lead. Cause now I do think of all the things that this touring contract will probably almost help build a little bit of trust, because now they're at least you're now disclosing that there's no tie to us, where before agents were like, yeah, you're fine. No, I'm just going to take, you know, like there was nothing that anybody was having them sign to say that they weren't, even though they were technically, they should have been signing something to say that they were representing them, at least in our state. So I think that this will actually help potentially build a little bit of trust with the agent now that there is some sort of contractual piece here that is, you know, confirming the fact that this is just for this period of time and they don't need to be represented by this agent.
Here's what I'll leave everybody with. If you know you're doing the right thing, you're a true fiduciary, you're exceptional at serving buyers, sellers, investors that want to buy, sell, and invest in real estate. Okay. If you're exceptional at that, you're putting the client, the customer's need way ahead of yours, as you should be doing. If you know that's you, then you should be motivated to meet more people on their terms. Do what's right for the customer. If the customer's more comfortable doing a meeting, which is a home tour without compensation tied. Like, dude, I just want to meet you first before we talk right about compensation. Is that cool? Does that make sense? Okay, go ahead and do that meeting. Because if you say no, you can't meet with me unless, you know, we're tied to compensation. What you're also doing is potentially handing that client off to somebody with much lower standards of how they serve that client. And you're ultimately hurting more buyers and sellers. If you know you're exceptional in the way you do your business and you're not willing to meet with people on what's best for them, you might be putting them in a position of danger because you haven't taken the time to educate them. I think there's a big difference there to wrap your mind around. Your services aren't going to go unneeded. Warren Buffett just said at the annual shareholders event that they do for Berkshire Hathaway, he just said that agents are essential, to summarize his terms. He says he's looked at what agents make and the time that they put in, and a lot of times they're not compensated, you know, for things that don't materialize. He believes that agents are going to continue to have a place, and he's put his money on it. $250 million Berkshire Hathaway Home Services decided to go ahead and settle, while other companies that don't have as profitable as a business or free cash flow like Redfin settle for $9.25 million. Berkshire Hathaway could have said, you know what, $250 million, because of how well we run our business, is just too much because we don't believe in the future of real estate. No, they decided to pony up the $250 million while they walked away from an investment in Paramount.
Agents looking to stand out from the crowd, Reminder Media is a resource you have to check out. You get your own branded print in digital magazines, email newsletters, and social media content. Reminder Media delivers these resources to your contacts on autopilot, keeping you top of mind with your database. All you need to do is focus on your follow-up calls and watch referrals and repeat business come in. I just started using this service and I'm already seeing results from this after only a few weeks. Use the link below to try out Reminder Media.
Paramount's into streaming. They're trying to be new age, but Berkshire Hathaway says, you know what? Paramount's not going to make it the way people are consuming content moving forward. Berkshire Hathaway on the other side said people are going to make it in real estate by being agents and brokers, and we're putting our money forward into that. They also talked about wanting the ability to grow it. So you're in a great place, agents, in a great business moving forward. Is it going to be done differently? Are you going to have to, are you going to have to interview at a higher level than you have the last three, 4 decades? Absolutely. But the opportunity for those that want to do the work is there. So go ahead and grab hold of it. Nicole, I know we got a hard stop. You got to go do some photography at a, what is this? 1.35, 1.4?
Yeah.
1.35 milli.
We signed when I still had my like nose wrap on.
Nicole, nobody knows you have a nose wrap, had a nose wrap. Well, Nicole had a deviated septum.
Repair. Yeah.
Repair. Her head was wrapped. She looked like a mummy.
It was terrible. Went on a listing appointment and we still got it.
I said, I'll tag along here on the listing appointment since you look like that. And you know, she got the paperwork signed looking like a mummy. It was
a mummy. It was awesome.
Most bizarre experience I've ever seen. But that speaks to brand. It speaks to, you know, credibility in the market, that you could walk in there like that. I always advise people to go in professional, but you went dressed up as a Halloween character. So
I mean, things happen, you know.
Hats off to you on that. All right. Good luck over there. Good luck, everybody, moving forward. Let us know in the comments how you're thinking about these forms. Are you getting people to sign forms now? You should be. There's 19 states where you've always had to do it anyways. So for almost half the country, you've always had to do this. Let us know what you guys are thinking moving forward, and we'll see you next week.
See you guys.
Keep it real. At BAMX, we listen to what real estate professionals want and need. That's why our platform is filled with sought-after courses, content, and tactical assets for your business. And that's why we launched BAMX in a box with templates and scripts done for you, delivered each Friday. The best part? It's not coming from panel pontificators who bought their followers and don't sell any real estate. It's coming from top agents, team leaders, and content creators in the industry. It's education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. And now it includes editable templates and scripts so you can easily deliver that knowledge to your database. Every day, we continue to add more content into BAMX, into our private Facebook community, content that works, content that our members have exclusive access to daily. So do not wait any longer. Use code REALWORD and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code REALWORD for 10% off. I'll see you in BAMX.